All right. Good morning. Afternoon.
Yeah, I work. Good morning. For you, it is.
I work at nights. This is morning for me. How are we all doing? This is our Sunday night, first Sunday of the month night singing. Is there anything anyone in particular wants to hear? Any song requests? I can write them up here, and then the song leaders can pick and choose at their leisure what they would like to sing. Nothing in particular? Wonderful. And that being the case, let me get my songbook. Know me. And after this, Don, if you would lead our opening prayer. No.
Thank you. Lord, we're so thankful that you have given us another day, provided us another day so that we can do your will, Lord. Lord, we ask you now to look over those that are sick, afflicted, those who have made prayer requests, those who haven't made prayer requests, and keep us all in your everlasting arms, Lord. Bless us now as we sing praises to you, and may we always have an attitude of thankfulness and praise in our daily lives, and may it be our top priority to do your will and always to live according to your gospel. In the name of your beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I forgot to make note. We will have just based two songs per song leader. And I believe Andrew is next, followed by our communion.
If you will pull out your supplementals and turn to 48, that's thy word. 48. Yeah, and if we could, as song leaders, start announcing the title of the song when we announce the numbers, that's helpful. Number 48, thy word. Number 4, the battle belongs to the Lord. Supplemental, still. I said 4. Number 4, the battle belongs to the Lord. Supplemental. And after this, we'll have the Lord's Supper. Thinking about the Lord's Supper and what it means, because we're going to use this as the basis for that.
Heavenly armor will enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. The weapons that fashioned against us will stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
verse 2, he's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. When you think about what this represents, the battle between good and evil was won by Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
There's nothing. It's when your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. We don't have to fear anything from the devil or his minions, like you were talking about this morning. We don't have to fear anything about
Amen.
That. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. He's there ready to fight for us. If you go to the passage in Ephesians chapter 6, which this is partly taken from, it talks about the whole armor of God. It talks about the helmet of salvation. It talks the breastplate of faith. It talks about the shoes, and it talks about the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Three or four times in that passage, it tells us to stand or withstand. It doesn't tell us to charge forward. It doesn't tell us to retreat. It says stand. Stand your ground. Because who does the battle belong to?
Right.
To Jesus Christ. And he's already won the battle. So in 1 Corinthians, when it talks about remembering him, that's one of the things we can remember about Jesus Christ, is that he's already fought the battle and he's already won the battle. So we have the bread that represents his body, and we can take that and we can remember that he is our champion. He has fought for us. He has won for us, even though he died. But as Bill would say, the good news is that he was resurrected. We have that bread to remember him by. So would you give thanks for me as thanks with me? Father, we come before you. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory because you are willing to sacrifice your only son that we might have a hope of heaven. You gave us this bread to remember him by, to remember that he was pure and holy and that he had a physical body, a body that was broken on the cross. Father, we thank you for this bread that reminds us that Jesus Christ is our champion, that he has fought the battle for us, and not only fought the battle, but won the battle. We give you thanks, Father, because you've done so much for us in this sacrifice. Father, as we gather around and take part of this bread, we'd ask you to bless us, and you keep us and forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else besides Bill? Would you pray with me as we give thanks for the fruit of the vine? Father in heaven, again, we come before you. Father, we're joyful, but at the same time, we're sorrowful because it was our sins that made it necessary that your son die on the cross for us and that he shed blood for us. Father, we're joyful, though, that blood covers our sins. We know, Father, as we examine ourselves, that we're not worthy, that we're not holy, that we're not in any place or any shape able to buy our own salvation. We can't earn it, Father, but we know because of your son's sacrifice, you've given it to us as a gift. As we take this cup, Father, we remember the blood that was shed on our behalf that gives us remission of our sins. Father, thank you for that cup, for that blood, for your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Even though Jesus Christ has already won the battle, we still have a job to do. That's to remain faithful. That's to try our best. That's to do good works. That's to bear each other's burdens. To love one another. We still have a job to do. But the battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
We'll leave a basket up front for those who desire to give. They can do so. But let's thank God for the blessings He gives us. Father, again, we come to You. Father, the greatest blessing we have, of course, is the sacrifice of Your Son. But You didn't stop there, Father. You heap blessing upon us. The Scripture pictures this Father as a man who has given something and shaken down and added to so that it's overflowing. Father, that's the kind of blessing that You do for us. And so when we give back to You, Father, we're just acknowledging the fact that You do bless us so well. Father, we honor You and praise You because You take such good care of us. Again, we thank You for Your Son, and we pray these things in His name. Amen.
Amen.
Two oh six. So think of the home over there. The verse that's at the heading here is Hebrews 11:16. They desire a better country, that is a heavenly, for He hath prepared for them a city. That's in that hall of fame of faith. How did people do so well who were faithful to God? Because they were thinking of the home over there.
Amen.
Sing new songs I've never sung before. I'm just not good at leading them, so I'm not going to. So anyway, what I do, I appreciate it, Matt and Andrew, singing the songs that we're not so familiar with. Let's sing one that's been around for a while, 368, Rock of Ages. This one we should know, 368, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, left for me, let me hide myself in Thee. Let the waters
Amen.
Number 620. We've been sitting for about half an hour. If you feel like standing up, please feel free to do so.
There is room in the kingdom of God, my brother, for the small things that you can do. You can do just a small kindly deed that may cheer another. God has planned for you. There is room in the kingdom. There's a place in the kingdom of God for you. For you. There is room in the kingdom. There's a place. There is work that we all can do. Just a cup of cold water in His name given.
Verse 636.
Since the love of God has shed Christ's blessings on my head, I am made. If I sin be free, bids me share,
bids me share
it today. As I loved you, he has said, you must serve me in my stead.
We'll be reading this evening from Psalm 5. Telling Bill Spahn earlier, I just can't wait to get to the 119th Psalm. Now that's some reading. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells in you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before them. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God. By their own devices, let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor, as with the sword.
Number 27.
Number 27, Joyful, Joyful.
Having been moved toward the back of the song service, my voice is giving out, so I'm going to start these, but I might not make it through the whole verse, so you'll know where to go from there. All right.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away.
Sing this song, I can't help but see fireworks going off. I don't know. It just seems like such a magnificent melody and thought that is in that. 214. Number 214. No tears in heaven. And we all can look forward to that wonderful time where we shall have no tears in heaven. And perhaps it will help us to quell the tears that we have while here on earth below. No
tears in heaven, no sorrow given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears. Or things this life has brought to you.
God gave me a voice to make it through.
Amen. I apologize. I'm multitasking today. If you guys want to go ahead and mark your songbooks or just open up your songbooks to 590, that will be the invitation song. He will pilot me. And as I'm aware, most of you are not aware, know what that is. And that's okay. Basically, the gist of the song is that no matter what's going on, no matter the circumstances, Jesus is my friend. Jesus will pilot me and guide me. And for those of you who are not familiar with that nautical term, it's the one who steers you and guides you on where to go. It doesn't force you to go there, but it guides you and it nudges you. And it does that. And he kind of lets you do what you have to do, but he will also say, you should be going this way. And I see a lot of that in Daniel and just his entire life as a strapping young man. I'm assuming his mid-20s, taken away to the Chaldean capital where his first little guidance is, don't give me the king's food. Let me eat the vegetables and let me have just water. And his skin was healthier and he was in general healthier than his other compatriots who are eating the meat and the wines and this, that, and the third. The circumstance I kind of wanted to talk about first was the first major dream he interpreted. King Nebuchadnezzar has had this amazing dream about the statue and about what he's struggling to figure out what it means, and he's getting afraid at this point. And he's asked all of his wise men, he's asked all of his mystics, he's asked all these people from all over his kingdom, not only what does the dream mean, but you need to tell me what the dream means. That way I know it's legit. It's a legitimate thing instead of just hearing what I want to hear, which is actually a really wise thing that he did. Of all the few wise things that he did, that was one of them. But Daniel, knowing that nobody has done it so far, gets inspiration from God, and God reveals to him what the dream is and what the interpretation is. And after praising God, he then goes to the lead jailer and says, take me to him. I've got this. Now, Daniel didn't have to. Daniel is a foreigner in a capital, and his people have been stolen and are about to be killed. He didn't have to do that. But God gave him the interpretation and said, please save everybody, and please go show this interpretation, and he did. And then we have his second interpretation about his judgment, and then we have his several visions, and this lion's den, and Daniel's just led in this incredible life in Assyria, nowhere near home. I don't even think he ever made it back home. I don't think. He served Darius, as well as I'm aware, but that's irrelevant. What is relevant is that Daniel was a huge man of faith, even though he's not in the Hall of Faith, as we pointed out earlier in Hebrews 11. But he is one of the most faithful servants of God in the Bible, in my opinion. And under the circumstances, driven away to a foreign kingdom, not like Moses, who was raised in a foreign kingdom. He was driven to a foreign kingdom. And despite all that, kept to God, kept to all of his mandates as best as he could as a human, and defied his overlord on the matter several times. So we can take inspiration from that, and just in the face of all the hardships that were going on today, we are not in a foreign kingdom, and we don't have overlords. But we can take wisdom from him, and if you are struggling to stick to the truth, and if you're struggling to even find the truth right now, now's a good time to come forward, come talk to us. I think all three elders are here, our preachers here for us to answer questions for you. So if you would like to come forward now and express those concerns, now's a great opportunity to do so as we stand up and sing 590, He Will Pilot Me.
Well, there's nothing new that's been written in this book since this morning that I can see. The Sam Spahn family is in Bellingham for the holidays. Cindy Clark is in Pasco with visiting friends. Lisa's still having problems with coughing and stuff. Well, hopefully that's an allergy, but there's a bit of caution. She's going to stay home today. Joe Carroll's family still has COVID as far as we can tell. I see though the Hester children are back this evening, so that is good. The Clarks, the Olsons seem to be over the COVID and are back with us this morning. So that there's a potluck next Sunday, July the 10th at the Brenneman's house. Everybody is invited. Young adult aged about 13 to 30 are gathering at the Palmer's house July the 24th. There's a flyer about that posted in the foyer, so if you want more details, either talk to the Palmers or check the flyer. And with that, Bill?
Let's just remember to praise the Lord for Bailey and his obedience with the gospel last Sunday.
Amen.
Make sure that we encourage him every opportunity we can.
Okay. Bill? Oh, Terry? Okay, I hope everybody heard that.
My daughter Sarah had her baby. Oh, okay. They're both doing well.
Great, good. Amen.
Bill?
You know, it may have rained all day, but isn't this a beautiful day?
Amen.
A day that we can come together as a family and worship God. How sweet it is.
Amen.
Would you bow with me? Our loving and righteous Father in heaven, creator of all that is, we do honor and praise your high and holy name. Father, we're so deeply grateful for your love, and for all that you have done for us. You sent us your only Son to die for our sins. It was his blood that purchased his kingdom, the church. We're thankful for that, Father. We're thankful for those that make it up, and we're thankful, Father, for the hope of heaven. Father, we are so grateful for the spiritual blessings and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. But Father, you also chose to bless us with physical blessings that other people can't even dream of. We're thankful for that, Father. And help us again to be truly appreciative of what you've given to us. Father, many of our number are sick. We think of our sister Karen, who's struggling with leukemia. We think of our brother Dennis Tompkins, who has cancer. We think of our sister Dee Eccles, who was here this morning, and it was so good to see her. And the physical challenges that we have, that she has, we pray, Father, that you might remove those from her. We think of those who have COVID, those of our number, and we pray that you would touch them and heal them as well. We pray you be with Sue Putterball as she gets the sling off her arm and gets to use her arm again. We pray that she'll be able to recover all her range of motion and be able to use her arm normally. We think of Joe Carroll and her knees, as well as she struggles with COVID. We pray you'd be with Fatima Clark as she not only had COVID, but is with child. We pray that you would see that she recovers her health and delivers a healthy baby. Also think of Lisa Brenneman, help her to recover her health and get back to being the the faithful woman that she is. Father, there are men all over the country who preach your word. Right now we think of Mike and the good job that he does, and we think of Terry's son, Steve, who's a good preacher and takes the word to that community. We think of my own son, Bill, who preaches in Kansas, and he takes the word to them. And we pray for all the preachers in this country and other countries who spread your word and make the world a better place because of their work. Father, we pray for our nation. Again, we pray that you would give President Biden the courage and the intelligence to make wise decisions that will continue to allow us to live in peace. Be with our traveling. We pray, Father, that we, all of us, your children, would be examples to the world, that light set on a hill. And Father, we would ask that you would forgive us of our shortcomings and help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. All these things we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.